what Reggie said, I wrote down a few things about in Reggie's message, and he mentioned it again this morning about just us moving forward, right? And to keep our focus on God's will for us, not to get overwhelmed or distracted or caught up by the world. And that can be a very difficult thing, to not get caught up with all the things. And as I was praying all through this week, I find that I did get caught up with the things that are happening. And there, you know, we get messages, and boy, I'll tell you what, we get tested in those messages just like that, right? It's too bad that we have to fall on our faces a lot. But the thing that we really got to learn is that we've got to pick ourselves back up. We've got to learn from where we went in the wrong direction in our mind or in reactions to things. I'm in that place right now where I'm so repentant to the Lord about how I can get thrown off kilter by emotional things, by things that mean a lot to me. The Lord also told me that it is so important that we be people that are able to do many different things. We should be able to pray for the things that are local and pray for our country. And all of those things came up in the prayer thing, the prayer request this morning. And this is important. We can do all these different things, can't we? In Christ, we can do that. And the enemy is always there to work our minds, work our emotions, tell us that we can't do this or that we're a failure at that. It's a thing that comes against our faith. And I want to talk about, I think Reggie just mentioned this, we don't want to be people that lack faith, do we? Especially in times like these. And the big thing that the Lord impressed upon me dealing with faith is, you know, we are in a tremendous, tremendous battle.
Yes.
And you've heard this as Christians your whole lives. Oh, we're in spiritual battle, and we need to pray for this, and we need to pray for that. I want to tell you that it is so much greater. If we look at what's going on in the world, you know, the things that happen in the world, I've said this so many times, are markers. They're signposts that let us know, not to get keyed into the events of the world so much as using the events of the world to show us what the spiritual battle is at the time. And there is so much deception, so much false flags that are going on in this world. It's hard to know what's true and what isn't anymore. Isn't that true?
Yes.
And we have to be people that need to learn how to battle through all of this. And we've got to take authority in the Spirit.
Yes.
Instead of just saying, oh, well, I can't understand what's going on. No, we can understand what's going on in this world. We can understand what's happening when we're feeling down and out about something. We can get past all of these things. It's like what the first song was. There's victory in Jesus.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If there's victory in Jesus and we're in Jesus, guess what? There's victory there.
Yes.
And even though we fall or we get stabbed with a spiritual sword and we're hurt and we're wounded about something, we can recover.
Yes.
God expects us to recover because He gives us the ability to do that.
Yes.
Doesn't He?
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this, to me, I felt like this the service today was something to stir up inside of our hearts. Battle.
That's right.
What Steve said, I was just like, I wanted to climb over the seat and just give him a big hug, you know, because this is so true. And it's so important for us to realize this isn't just prayers as usual. This is beyond. And we're either going to rise up to that level or we're going to be overwhelmed with things. Let me tell you, the things that happen in the national level and in the global level, they are going to have impact on us.
Every one of them.
This coming week, we're going to probably have a new president, and his policies are way different. Way, way, way different. So things are going to change. And it's going to change in your pocketbook and in other places. So we've got to realize that. We've got to be prayed up about that. We've got to pray that things don't go in the wrong direction in this country. But they might. And we've got to be ready for that in our minds and hearts. And pray for the leaders.
Yes.
Even when we disagree with their policies, we're going to have to continue to pray, aren't we?
Yes.
Pray, 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 pray. And if you think you're going to hear this message and you're not going to change in that way, if I think I can preach this message and then not change and not lift up the level of my prayer life, and my faith in Christ, my trust in Christ, that He is going to be there to sustain us and bring us through, we're going to get wiped off to the side. We're going to have all kinds of emotional and bad things going on in our brains. Because, boy, we better be trusting in God.
Amen.
If we're going to be people of prayer, and God says that we're a house of prayer,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then we better trust that when we're praying, that He hears us, mm-hmm. and that He delivers for us,
yes.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah. We've got to step up. Mm-hmm. It's a stepping up thing. Mm-hmm. Reggie uses the thing, we've got to move forward. Right? But it's time, because even if somehow, some miracle, Trump would be still in office for 4 years, there's a lot of work in this country. We have too many rotten, evil, junky, disgusting things that are going on in this country, in this world.
Yes, it is.
Too much. Mm-hmm. Way too much.
Mm-hmm. So we're beginning. We're at the precipice of being awakened to, you know, it's actually worse out there than what we think.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was going on. No, that can't be going. No, whatever comes into your mind or you hear, it's going on in this world. And it's worse. The depravity that's happening and the turning away from God that's happening in our country. I mean, we deserve anything that God wants to do to this nation. I thank God that, you know, there's something in the Bible that says Abraham, when he's talking with God and the two angels, and they said they're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham says, well, God, if there's 50 righteous people, and would you say, yeah, I'd do that. And then Abraham goes, well, if there's 40 righteous people? Would you, 45 righteous people? Would you? Yeah. And then he keeps lowering the thing down. Would you save Sodom and Gomorrah if there were 10 people? He went right down through there. God says, yeah, I'd say I would not destroy this 100,000 person city if there were 10 righteous people. Well, there's 330 million people in the United States.
Yes.
So if we use the same ratio, is there 33,000 people in America that want to live a righteous life and are seeking a righteous life? So maybe God is going to spare this nation for the sake of them.
Prayer.
But you know what that is? You know what we have to do?
Yeah.
You know what we have to do?
Right.
Sit over here.
Yeah.
You know? We've got to humble ourselves. I hope that you haven't stopped doing that. I hope that you haven't stopped praying and seeking the face of God and turned from our ways. Right? And then He'll hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. Right?
Yes.
This is something that we still got to do.
Yes.
And if we think that, well, okay, this is over now, let's go to something else. No. There is so much evil that's in the world. This is part of what we have to do. We have to be the salt of the earth.
Yes.
Not just here and there. That got to be burning inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been repenting for a few days about what's happened to me. You know, I don't feel like I have that deep fire for prayer that I used to. And I think, you know what, that damnable enemy has somehow got in there and got my attention on other things and watered down the way I view what needs to be done and who I am and who we are as a church. I've been upset with myself. So I just say, you know, I don't know if I'm going to even use this. We are in a real fight.
Yes.
And if you don't think that the things that are happening, I was glad that Gary mentioned particularly about our nation, because it is going to make a difference.
Yes.
The impact is going to make a difference. So we need to be ready for that. We need to be praying for that. And we need to be asking God to intervene for particular situations. And if we just, if we think that, it's just a new president and everything's going to be the same and nothing's really going to change, you're wrong. You know why I know that? Because I see there's evidence, you know, faith is the evidence of things not seen. The evidence that is out there in the world shows that there's this grab to take away a person's right to express what they believe. We don't have the right to free speech anymore. If you can't say that I like a particular situation or I don't like that, and then you get put into a corner because you don't believe the way somebody else believes. Yeah?
Yes.
That goes both ways.
Yeah.
So what's that say? Is there a connection that we need to make? If it's happening in that political realm, in that global realm, what's that saying about what's going on in the realm of the spirit to shut you and I up? To relegate us to some other place instead of being the salt of the earth. Oh, well, I guess we're just supposed to, you know, keep our mouths shut. And we'll just go on. We'll be good little Christians.
Mm-hmm. Ha!
Come on.
Baloney.
It's all going to start from right in each of our hearts.
Yes.
Asking God for the fire of Him.
Yes. Yes.
A first love experience with Jesus again.
Yes.
And I'm saying this right now, and I'm afraid that life and everything else is going to get in the way, and it's just going to peter out of me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
At this point, I just want to scream. If I can get out of me that passive, selfish way that I think and act. I wish I could just do that and get it done with. But it's going to be a day-to-day, and it's going to be a day-to-day choices that I make, that you make, that's going to make a difference. We can make a difference. No matter what happens, no matter who's in the Oval Office, we can make a difference.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Can't we?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Would you turn in your Bibles to? I wouldn't want to preach without turning to our Bibles, right? So would you turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. I had all kinds of things here, wasn't I? All right, you guys in Hebrews 11? Because I'm going to read from another verse. Yeah. I just decided. I looked at some of the things I had here. I'm going to actually start with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." You know what? I think I've been leaning on my own understanding a lot.
Yeah.
I think I have.
Proverbs.
What's that?
Yeah.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Not yet. Proverbs.
Well, if you were listening, Diane, instead of looking at Ronnie.
Yeah.
So, trust in
the
Lord. I'm sorry. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, with that as a preview. All right, so Hebrews, what did I say, 11? So, this is the chapter on faith. And people that were known for their faith, and it goes down through and talks about this faith that people have. And when we talk about faith, we're talking about these people trusted that when God spoke to them, that He was telling them the truth.
Yes.
And that they could really stand on that, right? There's trust there, right? And this is what these people were. And it goes down through. I'm not going to go down through all of that. It talks about Abraham in verse 17. Let's go to verse 32. I wanted to read this last part here because I want us to see something. Verse 32. "And what shall I say? What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell about Gideon and Barak." Not the same one. Of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith, I want you to hear this, who through faith subdued kingdoms.
Mm.
What did Gideon do? What did Gideon do? He heard God. He listened to God. He trusted God. And God delivered the Hebrews through a military engagement with a group of people. I can't remember if it was the Moabites or who it was. That, it did that, right?
Yes, it did.
Same thing with Barak, same thing with Samson, same thing with Jephthah, same thing with David. Wow. Even to that. Now, here we are, and we're talking about spiritual battle.
Yes.
Aren't we?
Yes.
Is he, if we really go after things in the realm of the Spirit, when we recognize what spirits are involved in a situation, and we really go after those, you know, it's better.
Yes.
It's better to have aim on the exact target you need to shoot at in the Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Than just kind of doing a general prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that? Do you understand that?
Yes, hit your target.
You want to hit your target.
Yes.
Focus on that shot.
And so if we just do general prayers all the time, maybe we'll hit it, maybe we won't. But if you know that there's a spirit of lying, and you go after that, and it's coming at your head, where there's thoughts going through you, or you're no good, and all this kind of stuff, or whatever it could be, try to make you depressed, try to get you to move away from reading your Bible. I'll do that later. No, I come against that in the name of Jesus. Right? Got to fight. That's part of the spiritual fight. We just accept all our thoughts most of the time as coming from ourselves. It is our brains that we're, it's our mind. We're hearing it, right? So it has to be coming from our brain. God puts things in our minds. So do other spirits, though.
That's right.
And if we're listening to that, we give power to those thoughts. Don't we?
Yes.
We lend power to it because we agree with it. Or we don't push against it. This whole spiritual mind battle is going on. And,
I hope you're listening.
Can I tell something?
Oh, sure.
I love the end of your verse as it keeps going.
Yeah.
It says that they conquered nations, but it also says others were tortured, not accepting their release, so they might gain a better resurrection. They experienced mocking, scourging, as well as bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they died by the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and mistreated.
Yes.
And the next sentence is the best.
Yes.
The world was not worthy
of them.
So
yeah, I wanted to go all the way.
Set apart.
Read all the way to 40, right to the end. Because I was going to read it down to
40. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut it.
No, that's fine.
Wandered in deserts and on mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. All these were approved through their faith, but they did not receive what was promised. Since God had provided something better for us, so that they would not be made perfect without us.
I want to let you know, things might not go the way we want just because, but we're still victorious, aren't we?
Yes.
These people had to hide in caves. Mm-hmm. Some of them got sawn in two. But they did what God told them to do, and they ended up, not everybody just kind of bounces out of a situation because they listened to God. Some of them died. Some of them suffered for months, years.
Yes.
They had to hide out. This doesn't guarantee a walk in the park. But it does guarantee blessing at the end.
Yes. Victory.
Yes. We have ultimate, ultimate victory, don't we? Yes. That doesn't mean we're gonna have it in every little thing we do. Just because we pray and we want certain things, that doesn't. We're not guaranteed all of that. But God wants us to be faithful to Him. He wants us to trust Him. Put our faith in Him. Amen? Amen.
Isn't that what we want to do? Thank you, John. You want to say something more?
We get to live by truth while we're here.
Yes.
I just read a book called Live Not by Lies. And that's what it says. Sometimes you can't actually rise up and take over. Or whatever, but
no.
What you can do is not accept the lies.
That's right. Stand as light in a dark place. Isn't that right?
Yes.
This is where we're probably going to be. Because if the powers that be have embraced the darkness and aren't going to listen to the light, there's going to be persecution. There's going to be bad things that are going to happen. And we have to resolve in ourselves that we're going to be vessels of light no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Right.
That's something that we have to come to in our hearts and minds. It's better if we can get ahead of the curve and think about these things and say, God, please help me to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yeah. To keep the armor on.
Yes. So, I was going to have you go to Ephesians 6, but I don't have to. Ephesians 6, everybody knows it. It's all about the armor of God. The thing is, you know, we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting powers and principalities. And they're crafty. And they know how to get us in that weak place of ours. So when we fall, if that happens, get back up and keep on going. You hear this? Because the enemy would try to... the enemy likes to snag us and pull us away from our faith in Christ. And then after he gets our attention for a little bit, then he makes us feel guilty for doing it. Right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
He's the one that pulls us, along with our fleshy nature that is open to that. And then he tries to destroy us by pointing out our inadequacy. Right? Don't fall for that. Right?
He's gotten very good at it.
Yeah, he's had thousands of years, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
A year ago, I see a note in my Bible that says, you said this, our minds and our thoughts need to be washed in the Word and worship. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Our minds and our thoughts need to be washed in the Word and worship.
Yeah, washed. It's where we put our head a lot, right? I'm just going to read this Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion.
Amen.
You hear this?
Yes.
Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear unto me and save me.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy and I have been saying a lot lately, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna means come and save now.
Yes.
That's what Hosanna means. We need it, don't we?
Yes.
Come and save us, Lord.
Yes.
What an effort.
Yep. Yes.
Incline your ear unto me and save me. Be my strong habitation. Of course, we have to live there for him to be our strong habitation there. Whereunto I continually go to. You have given commandment to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. Out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust for my youth. So we trust you, Lord, today. We know that you have us in the palm of your hand. We know, Lord, that you don't want us just to go hide in a corner. But, Lord, faith requires action. Faith without works is dead. So, Lord, we just want to be what you want us to be. Help us. Give us the courage. Give us your grace, Lord, in these times. If things have changed now, if this country changes, Lord, we want to remain steady on the rock that's higher than us. So, Lord, be with us. We entrust our bodies and souls and spirits to you. You are our refuge. Lord, help us to be the warriors that you want us to be. That we would fight against the powers and principalities of darkness in your strength, with your armor, with your righteousness and your fire. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Malcolm, this is absolutely critical. Don't worry, I can speak louder.
Well, it's just a weird.
This is absolutely.